Hey, yeah, I mean, it's there and just gotta keep working. I mean, you know, we'll be back in the office tomorrow. We'll keep working and gotta get a spark going. It's not good.
What's the way out at this point?
What was that?
What's the way out at this point?
Keep working. You know, we gotta stay positive because we also know that everybody else is gonna have their own personal thoughts. But you know, at the end of the day, until you've been in a locker room and played the game with your brothers and gone through something like this, it's hard to really know what goes on. I know that y'all are gonna look for answers, but this is where we'll stick together and keep working. Can't point fingers because it's all of us. You know, we're all in this together. We're a team. We wear St. Louis across our chest, and it's a team sport. And we, you know, I gotta play better. We all have to play better. It's the little details, and it's the real, you know, we said it, and it's, you know, every week, you got to look in the mirror, and you just got to keep working. You know, you got to look at yourself and say, what can I do better? And it's not always, you know, fundamentals, it's, you know, making sure you're doing, you know, getting enough sleep, doing stuff like that. It's the little things, and you just got to stick together through this time.
Have you ever individually gone through a stretch like this?
No, I haven't.
How did you feel about your game?
Not good. I mean, you got to complete the balls, and you know, I just got to keep working. I keep, you know, working. That's all I can say. It's going to be my answer. It's going to keep working.
For you personally, is it hard for you and Keaton to go back and forth? Is it hard for you to stay focused? Does it, you know, the uncertainty of whether you're
going to
pitch
with you,
does that make it
more difficult? No, it doesn't. You know, we've played the game a long time. And, you know, if you're out there, you're preparing during the week, you got to be able to play, and, you know, that has nothing to do with this. We just have to, you know, make sure we stick together as a team throughout this because, they're, you know, great thing about it, tomorrow the sun will come up, you know, hopefully. You know, that's the plan. That's what I'm planning on. So I'll get up. I'll be positive. I'll leave here. I'll spend time with my wife. My mom's in town, so I'll spend time with her because, you know, it goes back to, you know, this is difficult. You know, I sat in my locker for probably 15 minutes after and you just sit there and you just always wish you could have done more. But at the end of the day, through things like this, you look at the, you know, the blessings in your life. You know, I'm very fortunate to have a wonderful wife, a family, and that's where you really look at that. And then, you know, what we do, we're very fortunate to do what we do. And I get to go to work tomorrow, God willing, and get to go to work with these guys. So that's what keeps me going. It's easy to put your head down and just give up right now. That's what most people would do. But I know that's not what I'm going to do, and that's not what these guys in this locker room are going to do.
Nick, Coach told us a few minutes earlier that he was going back to Keenan next week. He was going to start Case. Are you okay with that?
Hey, I respect Coach Fisher, and I love Case Keenum. You know, I want to be out there. But at the same time, I respect Coach Fisher, and I'm going to do everything I can to help Case along and help him succeed out there and help this team succeed because the most important thing is, like I said, that's St. Louis across our chest and who we play for. So whatever I can do to help Case with, I'm going to do. And just like he's always done for me, because I think he's a heck of a player and I know he's a heck of a person and a great leader. So I'm going to do everything I can to help him. Thank you all.